This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in the Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. It is Thursday. My dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigettes, welcome in to the four-hour sports talk extravaganza that is this show. I am Rob Brown. And a great one, Lonzo, on the other side of the metaphorical glass this morning. Lonzo, tell me why it's not a good idea to just do 4 hours of Xavier Legette clips. Because I'm pretty close to got him. He was on the Sam Brown Brothers podcast yesterday. They went about an hour and a half with XL. And I got to tell you, I think instead of doing the Rob Brown Show today, we should just listen to that podcast twice. Because it might be an hour and a half of the most entertaining internet material I've ever heard. If there's any one of you out there that, like Lonzo does for everything except Xavier Legette, believes that it's a work, I need you to go listen to or watch XL on the St. Brown Brothers podcast, because this dude might be the most authentic human being I've ever listened to speak.
Yeah, I'm going to go with probably playing 2 hours of someone's podcast and during a four-hour radio show. Probably not a good idea unless it's your own podcast.
I mean, now I just want to do a podcast with Xavier Legette. That's honestly, there are goals, there are accomplishments I still have left ahead of me. I would love to get to a point where this show becomes syndicated and is on in markets around the country. I would like to get to the point where I am somehow, for some reason, standing and doing something in a WWE or AEW ring. Like, there's all these goals and objectives I have ahead of me, and I have just added, maybe not to the very top of the list, but certainly not to the bottom of the list, sitting down and doing a four-hour podcast with Xavier Legette. We do, because I listened to it today and it's hilarious.
We do have Panther connections. I mean, you could use those and try to make that happen.
I mean, yeah. I could and frankly should. You don't get an hour and a half with an NFL player unless you're another NFL player. I mean, this is the St. Brown Brothers. Like, they're,
so you won't settle for less than an hour and a half? I mean, you know, one segment would be nice.
One segment would be nice, but if I'm going to keep it a buck, and you'll hear why when I play this audio later, that I wouldn't say this about a lot of players. About a lot of players, I'm like, yo, if I can get a segment, that'd be good. That'd be great. That'd be great to get a Hall of Famer, to get a legend, to get an icon on here. Xavier Legette, that'd be two questions about eating raccoon. And yes, it does turn out he has confirmed that he was not joking, playing, or exaggerating, that part of his Thanksgiving feast was indeed raccoon that his cousins killed and skint before Thanksgiving dinner.
Maybe you haven't noticed this, but people tend to like us when they come on the air with us and they go like extra segments. So, I mean, we get them for one segment. Build up a rapport, and maybe it's a weekly segment. You don't know?
I don't know how we're going to pull this off. I don't know how I'm going to make it happen. I don't know what it's going to take out of yours truly, but I know I'm going to figure it out, and I know I'm going to do it, and you'll find out why later, because I have got, I think I only pulled three clips from that interview for two reasons. Number one, I just found it this morning. I didn't know that this was out there. I stumbled upon it bright and early this a.m., and I listened to it while I was getting ready for work, while I was driving here to work, and while I was sitting over there to figure out what I was going to pull. And there's some wonderful conversation in there that's actually football. They asked him, like, what coach in your life impacted you the most? Why? What did they say, do whatever, for that to be your answer? They talked to him about who's the best player that you have played with. They have talked to him about the development and progression of Bryce Young. Also, coincidentally enough, so did Panther legend Steve Smith, and I've got some sound from him later on we're going to get to as well. But it was a fantastic conversation, and also it's Xavier Legette. That, like, dude, it was spectacular. It was spectacular. So I'm going to play you some sound from that coming up later on in the show. Lonzo's theory about the NBA Cup, flatlined. Beep! Because not only did Golden State lose last night.
No one cares.
Not only did they lose last night, but they lost to the Houston Rockets. They lost to Dylan Brooks. They lost to Dylan Brooks and the Rockets last night on the way out. And Steve Kerr was not happy with that outcome, particularly how the game ended. We're going to talk about that later on in the show, because Steve Kerr has exposed a line of thinking that I have had a problem with in not just the NBA. It's a problem in the NFL. It's a problem in Major League Baseball. It's a problem across a lot of sports that has now infected the brains of NBA players and coaches. And I want to get to that later on in the broadcast, because it's the first time in a while that, like, I got an issue with Steve Kerr. I got, not him personally, seems like a lovely man. But a problem with a mentality that he has that I have a big problem with, and we will talk about that coming up later in the show. The SEC football schedule for 2025 has dropped. We now know where the Gamecocks are going and when they're going there. We're going to get to that later on in the broadcast. We will continue to discuss some of the individual and team college football awards that were handed out earlier this week. We'll get to that coming up later on in the radio broadcast. And there is a better than zero chance that at some point during this show today, I'm going to play that AI song of Creed singing Rudolph again. It was such a hit yesterday. Everybody loved it. I walked around downtown yesterday, and people were saying, Rob Brown, I love that song so much. Can you play it again tomorrow? And I said, we'll see.
Really? So you were walking downtown in the rain yesterday?
It was 72 and sunny where people were asking me to play this song again. It was beautiful outside. Gorgeous day outside. And the people said, Rob, we love that song so much. We'd love for you to play it again. And maybe...
Were these people wearing jorts?
No, they were well dressed. They mm-hmm. were cultured mm-hmm. people of exquisite taste, and they said, "Rob Brown, we love this song so much. We need you to play it every day." And I said, "I probably not every day. That might be a little bit much, but we can definitely play it again tomorrow for sure."
I would hate it if something happened to that potentiometer to where it was no longer able to function.
I would too. I would certainly say if I saw something happen to it, that would be tragic.
Hey, you know that fader button is loose and it could just fall
yeah.
off, and I'm not touching just the metal, because
yeah.
I could get shocked
yeah,
or cut myself, and that's
we don't want any of that.
Unsafe working conditions.
So here's my suggestion then, just don't touch anything at all around
well,
it, and then you don't have to worry about it.
So red.
Steve Kerr with your nose so bright. Your Warriors lost the game tonight.
Is he crying? Does he have
He was heated,
problems?
Bro. I'm telling you, he was heated. He was mad.
Or did someone punch him in the snoz?
He was...
Tell me someone punched him in his face.
This is from that clip, by the way. Okay, we're going to come back to the rest of that
clip.
He
was so mad his hairpiece was loose. That's wild.
Are you? What?
You didn't just see that? How'd you miss that?
He doesn't have a hair piece.
Dude, the color doesn't even match right.
Bro, Lonzo, it is Christmas time. How is your hate rising as we approach the most wonderful time of the year?
How could you not see that? Wow. It's because you're wearing sunglasses. If you were wearing your regular glasses, you would have saw the hair pieces loose. What's the alcohol that you drink so much that turns your nose red?
Any of it, if you drink enough of it.
I thought that there was a specific one that you can look at them and go, they drink too much of vodka or something.
I mean, again,
I got to look it up now.
You drink enough of it, any of it. But you putting Steve Kerr. Listen, I'm about to get after Steve Kerr for a negative mentality that I think he holds, that a lot of people hold, that I think needs to be done away with. And we're going to get to that later on in the show. But you're coming after the guy who clearly doesn't wear a hairpiece for wearing a hairpiece. Could you imagine if somebody came on this stream and said, Lonzo, your wig's a little off to the left?
I go to the bathroom and fix it.
All right, well, at least he plays along. We're going to get into all that and a little bit more later on
the program. That's what that is. Okay. When you drink too much. Or you could have been having an allergic reaction to whatever his drink was. Okay.
Or ooh, maybe.
Rhinophema. Ooh, maybe that's what he's got.
Maybe he was just real upset that his team just lost the NBA Cup and it's something he cares about.
He was so mad that only his nose turned red. I think it's weird. I just do.
The sheer raw haterade flows like wine from the other side of the board this and every day.
I'm smiling. I was just making an observation. I'm sorry.
One can be a hater and smile through it. In fact, some people get joy from being a hater. They enjoy it. They thrive off of it.
Wow. I was unaware.
Were you unaware? Is that true? All right, so we're going to get into all that in a little bit more. We will start jumping in because we are still a week and a half away from bowl season, from the beginning of the college football playoffs.
Well, we're not.
Well, not from the bowl season, from the college football playoffs.
There's a bowl game Saturday. What is it, Rob? Without looking it up.
Poinsettia Bowl.
What is
the Poinsettia Bowl?
Is that how you say that?
How do you say it?
I've never heard
it. It's a poinsettia.
That's how I've heard it said, without the accent, poinsettia, not the Sieta thing.
Also, there's not a bowl game this weekend. This weekend's Army-Navy.
Okay.
That's not a bowl game.
I thought I heard there was a bowl game this weekend.
You're coming after me like that.
I thought I heard that.
Conference champion, Army-Navy. Then we start off next Saturday. And I did look it up now. But next Saturday, we have the Cricket Celebration Bowl and the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl. That'll be Jackson State and South Carolina State, live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, followed up by South Alabama and Western Michigan from the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama, a 9 p.m. kickoff for the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl. Then on Tuesday, full steam ahead.
Do you know what date it is?
Today is December 12th.
Right. Do you know what Saturday is?
December 14th.
Which I'm looking at the schedule and it says Celebration Bowl, December 14th.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just saying.
Now I look like a moron. I didn't know they started bowl games the same day as Army Navy. They should not do that. It should just be Army Navy Saturday. Nothing else should happen in America on Saturday. Nothing. Every business should be closed on Saturday for Army Navy. The greatest rivalry in college sports.
Yep, two bowl games Saturday, and then there's one Tuesday.
There is one Tuesday. Memphis at West Virginia in the Scooters Coffee.
And then Wednesday.
Frisco Bowl.
There's one Wednesday.
Two Wednesday. Western Kentucky at JMU. Cal at UNLV. The Boca Raton Bowl. And the Art of Sport LA Bowl.
How much of these are you actually going to watch?
As many as I can get my stupid beady little eyeballs on.
Okay. All right.
Look, you know what we're at right now?
So we're going full on New Orleans Bowl. Well, that makes sense. I could see why we wouldn't do that.
Care about where the bowl is. I just want the
full on
and
pure
here's the thing.
Bowl.
Keep it a buck. If you are going to watch bowl games, it makes more sense to watch Western Kentucky at James Madison than it does to watch BYU Colorado, right? Because BYU Colorado Shador's probably not playing in that game. Deion's not going to trot him out there to get an ACL popped months before the NFL draft. If you want to watch dudes that are, a lot of them, playing their last college football game, Western Kentucky JMU may not have the highest talent level.
I beg to differ with you about Colorado because a couple reasons. One, is Deion going to be there again next year? And if so, we get a look at some of the guys who are not members of his family and see how they play without members of his family out there. I'm curious. I mean, has he done so well this year because of his family?
I mean, it's certainly a possibility.
I think there's a storyline underneath that that's very interesting.
That's fair. Good deep dive on the journalism front. That's absolutely fair. Iowa State, Miami in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. You think Iowa State, Miami are giving you the best they got?
You're just watching what happens to the Pop-Tart at the end.
I absolutely am. We're getting bait and switched again, is what we are. If you don't make that Pop-Tart the actual on-the-sideline, dancing around Pop-Tart edible, I am going to sue you for fraud, Pop-Tart. You told me.
Cannibalism advocate.
It's not cannibalism. It's a Pop-Tart. I can't cannibalize a Pop-Tart as I am not a Pop-Tart.
Are you secretly a pygmy?
No. You don't know what that word means. I cannot cannibalize a Pop-Tart. The only way it can be cannibalism is if the two other Pop-Tarts eat the losing Pop-Tart, then it's cannibalism.
Then it's
Pop-Tart on Pop-Tart violence. It's breakfast pastry on breakfast pastry violence, and we won't stand for that on this show.
I want to see a toaster strudel roll in and eat the Pop-Tart. That's what I want to see.
What if we did have a toaster strudel Pop-Tart gang war?
Oh, yeah, that'd be
on the sideline. By the way, for the record,
as long as they're not snapping their feet, they don't have hands, dude.
Here's the most important take you'll get out of me on the show today. Pop-Tarts are good. Toaster strudels are far superior. I mean, miles and
miles
ahead.
They are, as long as the frosting stuff that you put on there doesn't get too, and the filling doesn't get too hot. You can say the same thing about Pop-Tarts, but toaster strudels are thicker, so you got a better chance of burning. But you got a better chance of burning.
Also got a better chance that if you know how to cook them the right way, you get a more even, warm filling throughout. And if you cook them the right way and you get that even more, when you put the icing on there,
Chef Elite has returned.
It's not elite to say toaster strudels.
Also, if you do it right.
If I was Chef Elite, I'd do what I used to do, and I'd make my own breakfast bread to turn into homemade toaster strudels.
So you're saying you were Chef Elite, but you've since put that away.
I get up at 3:30 in the morning, correct. That is correct.
I've heard you talk about how you cook
during COVID,
supper and what you do.
During COVID, I made so much bread. I made so much bread. I got real good. I haven't made it since COVID, but when we were locked down and my work day was roll out of bed because we were in the 9 o'clock slot during COVID, or were we in the noon slot? We were in 9 o'clock. I don't remember. Actually,
dude, I don't know.
You and me were working together at the beginning of COVID.
We weren't.
Yeah. We weren't. In the early portion of COVID, it was me and Diesel, and we were on at noon. So it was like, roll out of bed at 11:58 a.m., walk to the couch, angle the stream cam in a way that you couldn't tell I wasn't wearing pants, and I didn't have to charge you $9.99 a minute to watch the show.
I don't think you streamed as much until I joined the show.
We streamed in limited capacity at that point. We would only do like an hour of the show or certain segments of the show or whatever. But I would roll out of bed at like 5 to 12.
The calm hours of Diesel when he was angry.
Correct.
You didn't put him on the air.
I would do the show. I would get off the air at 3. And then I would like bake bread. Or I would cook dinner.
Anyone who saw the apartment back in the day is not surprised that you were baking bread.
I'm sorry that I'm classy.
With those pictures on the wall.
I'm sorry that I have taste and art and style. I'm sorry that I'm a cultured individual.
Did you talk whilst baking?
I didn't know anybody.
And now I'm going to knead my bread. I am now kneading.
No, that was, you know what I was doing at the time? That's when I was doing the Weirdo Kitchen with Rob Brown, where I was finding random weird recipes off the internet and making them.
No, we were together when you were doing that.
That was during the COVID era.
So yeah, okay.
That's when I made the Dorito burger, which I got to say, I kind of want to make again. Those things absolutely slapped. But what I did find out is if you're going to make the Dorito burger.
If you use real Doritos and not the Cool Ranch. Cool Ranch, that's not the way to go.
So what I was about to say was, what I did find out was Cool Ranch Doritos are the best Doritos, but nacho cheese is the way for Dorito burgers. I mean, all right? Cool Ranch is cheese. The better Dorito.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool Ranch is the better Dorito. Nacho cheese is the way to go for the burrito burger. You know what I am going to do next, though? I'm going to make a burger with crumbled up Flamin' Hot Cheetos next. I bet that's going to slap. Hard. real hard.
Just make sure you don't rub your eyes. And also, how long will it take to get the orange off your fingers if you're going to crumble up? I guess you do it in the bag and then pour it in there, I suppose.
There you go.
Will you use a hammer?
He's a solutions
will
guy.
Will you use a hammer?
No, dude.
Use a ball pin?
You use a rolling pin.
A rolling pin.
Like, you know, you would use to make bread. Use a rolling pin.
Chef Elite. Did you see the look
that
Chef Elite just gave me?
Like every Southern grandma in America owns rolling pins like a Chef Elite. Sorry, Doreen. You're an elitist now for having a rolling pin.
I'm not going to crack on Doreen because that sounds like that might be someone.
Yeah, well, Doreen owns a rolling pin. So
okay.
Walk it back, hater. All right, we got a lot to get to that's not Rob's adventures in bread making. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate.
Glad
welcome
you checked,
back.
Because you almost.
Yeah. Join us on the live stream, won't you? Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate. The Fan Upstate on YouTube and The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch for you millennials out there. All the different ways you can watch the stream. All 4 hours of the show, all 5 days a week. Well, all 5 days this week and next week, then only one day the week after that, then only 4 days the week after that, and then we have to go back to being real-life grown-ups for sure, back to 5 days
a
week every week.
We're still in radio. I don't know about the grown-up part, but
okay. Well, we have to go back to people who are in the office 5 days a week.
There we go. That's
it. I don't love that. I don't love that. But you know what? We like our jobs. We like our jobs. Hey, Bill Belichick is officially the brand new head coach at the University of North Carolina. You can go ahead and start calling it Chapel Bill. Because it's Chapel Hill, but it's Bill Belichick, so it's Chapel Chapel Bill.
Okay.
Get
no,
it?
No, it works.
You get it?
It works.
I think it's pretty good.
You won't be the first one to do that, probably.
I first want to do it today. It's very early.
Well, I haven't seen it anywhere on social media.
Bang!
So you may have coined it. Way to go, you.
TM. Trademark. You hear that? You hear that? Government, it's mine. Anybody else says it, they owe me $5. Bill Belichick signing a 5-year football contract with the University of North Carolina. Come on and raise up. Take your hoodie off. Swing it around your head like a helicopter. Anyway, here's my favorite thing.
Don't tell that to Ric Flair.
Can I read you a text that I guess they are also talking about this over on our brother station, WORD. Because there are two texts that have just came in. One says Lonzo. I have to, even though this isn't to us, I still think it's gonna catch a Goldhorn Selly. Texter said, Bill Belichick is a great college recruiter. Have you seen his girlfriend? Like, it's obvious, but it's still good. That's a text line Goldhorn Selly right there, as far as I'm concerned. Earned. He's a great college recruiter. Have you seen his girlfriend? It's good work. It's good work.
I'm not sure, but I think, I don't know how far up Chapel Hill is, but quite a bit of North Carolina can hear our brother station. So Bill might have heard that if he's already in town. I don't know.
It'll reach Chapel Hill.
It goes up to Charlotte.
Yeah, Chapel Hill's like.
Again, I just said I don't know.
I'd be dope if we were on a Chapel Hill. I mean, we wouldn't be on a Chapel Hill.
Well, you will be in a week. Geographically, I don't know how far up it goes.
Wait, why will I be on a Chapel Hill in a week?
Well, you're going to be on that station in a week, and if it went to Chapel Hill, that's what I was, yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. I was like, do you know something?
No, but okay. but I mean, we can make sure we do a song where you sing as Bill Belichick, just as an homage. I'm sure you would appreciate that.
I hate Christmas. I don't like fun things, except the Manning brothers. I like them.
The sad part is all that's out the window. Can he go back to that? Can he go back to dealing with the media that way?
Why wouldn't they have written that into the contract that he could?
With how present he is everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And being silly quite a bit.
For the record, it's only sad for us that we lose the personality megastar that is Bill Belichick from the Manning Brothers podcast. Like, that's the saddest thing.
He's been everywhere. He's been on McAfee.
Texter said Mac Brown couldn't win at that liberal college. That place is way too woke for football.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with playing football.
I don't think it is either.
I don't either.
Could be wrong.
I mean, for some people.
Could be wrong.
Politics is their sport. So, I mean, yeah, it's just, I mean, think about some things that you say before you, anyway. I think some people text things just to see if they get read.
That might not be untrue. Six time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick is now the head coach at the University of North Carolina. Ryan McGee, who, by the way, I don't think I've told you this. McGee texted me this weekend.
No, you didn't. After Marty went at him on your behalf.
He texted me. He goes, hold up, dude. He goes, you texted me one time after we met, which is not true. And I screen capped it and sent it back to him. He's like, you texted me one time after we met. I don't hear from you for a year. Then you got Marty Smith busting my cojones over here about not coming on your show. He's like, dude, I'll come on the show. Give me some times and dates. And I was like, oh, dope, for sure. I got you, dog. And then I sent him time and dates and I haven't heard back. So now I reached out to Marty's agent and I'm like, yo, can I get Marty back just to give McGee hell? So hopefully we'll have Ryan on soon.
Wow. That's
I love being embroiled in some Marty and McGee drama for no reason at all.
I mean, that's some long-term planning there. It's kind of evil. I mean,
blame Marty Smith, not me. Okay. I was willing to let it go. I just told Marty, I was like, hey, your boy stood me up. And he's like, don't worry, I'm gonna bust his ass. And he did. It was great. It was awesome. I'm gonna start some Marty and McGee drama up in here, and I'm for it. It's great.
You don't want to be the cause of the split up, though.
Those two ain't splitting up. Okay. Are you kidding me? They got the best thing. Those two may have, and I mean this, in all of the sports broadcasting landscape, Marty and McGee have the best job. They have single-handedly, they and McAfee have the best jobs in sports broadcasting. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. McAfee does game day in football season and Monday Night Raw. Nope, is he SmackDown, right? Coming back to SmackDown?
No.
Or is it going to Raw? It's going to Raw.
Raw on Netflix.
He does game day on football. He does Raw in the offseason. And he does the most outlandish, ridiculousness show of all time in the daytime. And then Marty and McGee just do what they've always wanted to do. They cover NASCAR. They cover college football. And they have a show on Saturdays. It's great.
Hey, you know what you're going to miss? You're really going to miss this because you only got a couple weeks left of this sharing the text line with WORD. Because when that goes away, you're not going to get to see stuff like that anymore.
I know, and there's some.
It's going to be rough for you.
I know. I don't think you guys understand.
You won't be able to send those texts to your people anymore.
I know.
I mean, I know. What you going to do?
I know.
You're going to have to go down and like listen a little bit.
I can do an entire podcast where I just read text to the other station. I could get world famous doing that. All right. That is going to be sad. But the good news is we are going to have our own dedicated text line in the new year. Don't do it yet. Still 71307. Start your text with Fan FAM. But in the new year, the phone line and the text line will be the same number, and we will have our own dedicated text line. So you know how every time you guys send me a text that's longer than 8 words, and I'm like, hang on, I got to go find the second half of this text because we share a text line.
It'll still happen. The text will still split up. You just got
a
better shot.
It'll still split up, but it won't be split up in between a billion texts to the brother station. Brother station.
You got a better shot of finding it, for sure.
Oh, at least they'll be stacked that way. So in the new year, text line, phone line will be the same line. You will text and call the same number, which means you can just save one contact in your phone. You're welcome. We're trying to make your life easier.
It's kind of awesome because we've had to share a text line for years now, since the beginnings of the station, which, you know, I was there. I got to help birth this place. So we've had to share a text line since then. So I think it's been over a decade. I have no idea.
Here's why I brought up Ryan McGee. Let me read you what Ryan wrote to announce the hiring of Bill Belichick. He said, the Chapel Hill hiring that no one saw coming is the football equivalent to one of those old black and white films of two locomotives crashing head on, or some reality stretching experiment set up by scientists, the immovable object, an irresistible force pitted against one another to peek into the total unknown. When Lieutenant General Leslie Groves asked Robert Oppenheimer, are we saying there's a chance that when we push that button, we destroy the world? The NFL GOAT and Ramesses the Ram, when they clash their horns in the middle of an open tobacco field, which of their very weighty, very opposite football past will prevail by pushing over the other? End quote. Damn, Ryan.
So that's pretty awesome.
Really, Ryan. Yeah. Somebody hand that man a Pulitzer right now. Bill Belichick, 72 years old, is taking over North Carolina. I think it is going to be a fiery disaster unless, and I clarified this early in the week, I'll do it again here.
Okay, you're now talking as you. You're no longer quoting as.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
This is me, RB3. Unless Bill Belichick does the one thing that I have to give credit to Deion Sanders for. Build an elite coaching staff. Build a celebrity elite coaching staff of former players. Go get Julian Edelman. Go get Teddy Bruschi.
He's already working on it. Look at who is, whatever they call that, Lombardi. I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Now. Quarterback's coach?
No, not quarterback's coach. I want to say chief of staff. I forget what it's called now.
Oh, chief of staff. Yeah. It's Bill Belichick's chief of staff. Yep. Bringing in a chief of staff. Let's be real. If there's a college coach that's going to have a chief of staff, it's Bill Belichick. No, it's not. He would be his own chief of staff. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Point here is Hoodie's headed to UNC on a 5-year deal.
General manager. He's going to be general manager.
Nope. Chief of staff.
No, it's called general manager.
Nope. Chief of staff.
That's the same thing.
Chief of staff. It will succeed if he brings in a bunch of former Patriots to convince kids to come play here. Come get NFL ready. Do what Deion did. When Deion got hired, asked the question, are we going to see other schools copy this mechanic? And the answer is at least one. We'll talk more about this later on in the show. Stick around. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. So, one of the realities in life is that in just about every industry, theft is encouraged. Stick with me. I'm not talking about pickpocketing a guy. I'm not talking about trying to break into somebody's bank account and steal all their money. I'm talking about theft of ideas. I'm talking about theft of concepts. I'm talking about looking at what is working for other people and figuring out how to take that thing and make that thing your own. I am talking about finding a concept or an idea that somebody has built up and then tweaking it to fit your thing and make it your own. When you get into the world that we are in now, where just about everything is centered around branding, it's not an option anymore. You can try to come up with your own unique, creative, clever ideas, but as somebody who lives in that world, I can tell you, I have come up with 1,000 ideas that I have thrown at the wall, and like 2 of them have stuck. Now, for instance, everything about this show, is created and pushed by Zoe and I being ourselves. I am the same guy when I sit in this chair as I am when I sit in my chair in the Fortress of Nerditude, as I am when I sit in the chair in the boss's office, as I am when I sit in the chair at my house with my wife, as I am when I sit in a bar stool with the fellas on a Saturday night. It's just the same guy. Because to me, that's the easiest guy for me to be. And for a lot of people, that doesn't click, and for a lot of people, it does. But I will tell you that a lot of the games that we play on the show, a lot of the goofy segments that we do on the show, a lot of those are just repackaged from what someone else has done. Y'all know that Lonzo and I love some professional wrestling. Every gimmick you see is adopted from somebody else and then just tweaked to fit the person doing the wrestling and the new current contemporary modern audience. Ric Flair was the name Nature Boy was taken from somebody else. Hulk Hogan's entire gimmick was an infringement on somebody else. It's no different year to year. Now sometimes somebody's able to take that and create something new that elevates it. A guy like a Stone Cold Steve Austin, who started off as fabulous Steve Austin with the long blonde hair and was just doing a traditional, you know, pretty boy wrestler gimmick until one day he found out that if I shave my head and I hit the boss in the head with a bedpan, I'm going to become a global icon. The Rock. Been a lot of guys that were similar to The Rock, but The Rock made Dwayne into something else. Theft is encouraged in the 2024 world where you've got to constantly be pushing into something new. When Deion Sanders got hired at the University of Colorado, there was obviously a lot of excitement around it. As I have pointed out a whole lot of times, Colorado built for the school, like not for the football team, for the school, for the University of Colorado. They built an entire advertising campaign that centered around Deion Sanders. I remember, I think it was the very first game. It was that Colorado, who was it? Colorado State or whoever, that first home game that they played. Remember the one where they had, who was it? Lil Jon and oh, excuse me, Lil Wayne. One of them Lils. They had Lil Wayne rapping the boys live out of the tunnel. And every time they turned the camera into the stands, you saw a new celebrity. Everybody was in there. Everybody was in there. And there was all this excitement. And then Colorado says, we got to buy into that. And they started an advertising campaign for the school where the president of the university got in front of a camera. And he says, here at the University of Colorado, we have prime views. And they show the beautiful scenery. And it is beautiful in Boulder, Colorado. Showed the beautiful scenery around Boulder. And then he said, and we have prime athletics. And they show Deion and the football team. And then we have prime academics. And they show kids going to class. And we have a prime campus. And they made an entire advertising campaign just saying prime as many times as they could. And why the hell wouldn't you, right? Like Deion Sanders has spent years cultivating this image of Coach Prime. Of course they lean into it. But I ask the question then, if this works, do we see more schools copy this? If this works, do we see more schools lean into, whether they're from a football background or not, lean into celebrity coaches? Well, Deion and the Buffs were one bad Kansas loss away from playing for not just a Big 12 championship, but playing for a Big 12 championship and a bye in the playoffs in year two. Now, let's keep it a buck. That's only because we've expanded to the 12-team playoff, and that's only because within the 12-team playoff, there are the five highest-rated conference champions going in, but it doesn't matter the reason why. That created a buzz and an excitement around Colorado that school hasn't had since, what, the early 90s? They won a natty in 1990. I suspect they ain't been talked about since. So it worked. Even if they didn't make the playoffs, they were right there on the cusp. Even if they didn't win the Big 12, they were right there on the cusp. The celebrity of Deion worked. And so I asked when Deion got there, will other schools follow this model? And the answer is, if it works. So my question is, do you, as a college football fan, do you truly believe that Bill Belichick is the right guy for this job? Because to me, the answer is probably not. Except you now have the opportunity to steal what Deion did at Colorado. Because now North Carolina can send out their president who can do an advertising campaign that talks about how we at North Carolina have the best. We are the best. We have a GOAT. We're both the Rams and the GOATs, right? Like it writes itself. But on top of that, and this is where it is going to fall on Hoodie. Hoodie's got two options here. Hoodie can go the path of, I just want to be a normal college coach. I just want to be a guy who shows up, runs the program, coaches football. I don't want all the hype and the circumstance. I don't want all the pomp and celebration. I just want to run my football team like a football team. Or Hoodie can lean into the other side of it. Now, 2-3 years ago, I'd have said, there is no chance in hell that the Hoodie is going to go with the Dion model. None. Because that's not him. But Hoodie has spent a year now being celebrated on every damn TV show that he can get on. He's on McAfee show once a week. He's on the Manning cast every Monday. He's got his own TV show, The Film Room, or whatever it's called. He's got a nationally syndicated and distributed podcast on SiriusXM. Bill Belichick spent a year, one full football season, doing nothing but developing celebrity. Now, he was able to develop celebrity because all he got asked to do was talk about football. From a football legend's perspective, talk about football, and we'll give you like a buttload of money. I don't blame him for it. Not for a second. I'd have done the same thing. But my point is, he spent a year cultivating a celebrity status within the world of football. Will he bring that status with him and take advantage of it in Chapel Hill? Because that's what Dion did. Dion went out and he got a bunch of former players and athletes. He got guys like Warren Sapp to come in. By the way, if you haven't seen all the reels and clips of Warren Sapp, doing his thing, he went and got Pat Shurmur. That's an NFL coaching icon. He went and got names. He went and got guys. By the way, Dion's coaching staff, I'm actually looking at the coaching staff roster right now, Alonzo. He seriously has like 42 coaches on the roster, right? And a good chunk of them are names.
Seems to be effective.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad about it. But, I mean, and by the way, on the official University of Colorado Buffalo's website, cubuffs.com, which is, as a 7-year-old child, a hilarious website, cubuffs, he is listed as Dion.
Kind of advanced for a 7-year-old, but if you say so.
Dion Coach Prime Sanders. That's in parentheses, or in quotation marks, Dion Coach Prime Sanders. He went and he got dudes. And he built these dudes around him. And if you are a top-notch NFL talent, not only are you getting the benefit of one of the most legendary NFL players of all time in Dion, but he is surrounded by staff of other guys that have done it in every aspect. As players, as coaches, as head coaches, as assistant coaches, he's created all of this around him. And as a dear friend of mine that works for a local sports team, has said to me a bunch of times. He said, Rob Brown, in the world of sports, I am a B-minus player. He said, I'm not the smartest dude in the room. I'm not really good at everything. You know what I do? I surround myself with people who are A-plus at what they do, and I let them do that thing. And then I just kind of gather it all up. That's what Dion's done, and it's worked. I don't think, and I've said this, I'm not walking off it, I don't think Dion's all that good of an X's and O's coach, to keep it a buck with you. I don't think he's a great X's and O's guy. What I think he is, is a guy.
I mean, because Dabo has been labeled as just a CEO that doesn't really do anything but be the guy out front while his assistant coaches do everything. I think that's a common thing.
I'm not saying it's not. I don't think he's a big X's and O's guy.
By the way, I'm not saying Dabo is or isn't. I'm just saying he's been labeled that.
One of the things that is a criticism of Dabo, fair or not, over the past couple of years, is Dabo gets too involved. He doesn't let the assistant coach's assistant coach. Dion's not that way, at least not from the perspective and the blogs and the podcasts I've listened to about him. He seems like a dude who goes, my job, my role here is to be the leader of these young men, and I'm going to let all these other guys around me make them better football players. I'm going to make them better guys. Whether or not that's true doesn't matter. That's the image that has been put out there. So, Hoodie, I'm not saying he can or can't, will or won't, doesn't or does. What I'm saying is, when Dion grabbed the mic as the head coach of Colorado, he immediately jumped into, I'm about to make leaders of men. I want to make dudes that are going to leave here and they ain't going to have baby mamas. They're going to have wives. They ain't going to leave here and go start running the streets. They're going to leave here and go own things and buy things and purchase things and make things. And it's a great message to parents. Whether or not I believe it's irrelevant. What matters is, does the parent of that five-star quarterback believe it? I don't know if Hoodie's got that same touch. Hoodie's going to have to lean on, I'm a football guy. I've got more Super Bowl rings as a head coach than all but one person in history. I'm a teacher kid how to be the best football player they can be. But if theft is encouraged, and I think that it is, if theft is encouraged, my question becomes, does he build a roster of celebrity? Does he build a roster of Julian Edelmans? That's the guy that keeps coming to my brain. Why? He ain't super far removed. He's got some rings, but he stayed in touch with the next generation with his Julian Edelman podcast. We play like a clip or two a week from Julian Edelman's podcast from different guests he's had on. He's doing good stuff. So does Hoodie lean on that, or is Hoodie going to come in? Because you know, whatever he decides to do, that's what he's doing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If there was, he wouldn't have signed the contract. Does he come in and build out a roster of coaches of dudes that got rings and are in Hall of Fames, et cetera, or does he come in and he go, I am going to run this the way I ran the Patriots. We are going to act as a professional football team at the college level, and I'm not bringing in the Julian Edelmans who have never coached. I'm going to build a staff of dudes that have the way I did when I was a Patriot. I don't know. I'm real intrigued. I got to tell you, I am super intrigued about how this plays out. And you should be too. Because if Hoodie works out, whether it's because he's a beautiful, brilliant mind in football, or because the celebrity status elevates the program and they get more talent than ever before, if it works out either way, I can guarantee you'll see even more celebrity coaches because theft is encouraged. You know what else is encouraged? You, after you listen to the dulcet tones of Lonzo reading this Sports Flash.
In an attempt to make it look like a legitimate tournament, the Houston Rockets eliminated the Golden State Warriors, fixed, and progressed to the semifinals with a 91-90 win last night. Alperen Şengün, I said it wrong, who cares, led all scorers with 28, and Jabari Smith put up 15. Though the Rockets shot just 22% from three, the only Warrior with 20 or more was Jonathan Kuminga, and the Warriors were awarded only 9 free throws in the game. And their coach was very unhappy. You should watch. The first transfer portal names are starting to land in their new homes. Former Boston College quarterback Thomas Castellanos has committed to Florida State, according to a social media. Castellanos left Boston College after losing the starting job back in November. Make sure you tune in Saturday at 11:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the South Carolina State Bulldogs. It's Furman versus SC State right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan, Upstate.